Okay. Now I'm going to give you the English translations of those same Hebrew names that we just wrote down. And you begin to see a little bit of what the Tree of Life is made of.
But we shouldn't write that down.
You're going to write them down, and you're going to write them down when I'll give you the translation, and I'll tell you where to put it. And don't write it down until I tell you where to put it. The English translation of Keter is crown. And I want you to write the word crown to the right, to the center, and you know, just at the center of the circle on the right.
So inside the circle.
Not inside, outside the circle. I want you to write it outside the circle, just to the right of the circle, at the center of the circle. If you were to divide the circle in half horizontally, the word crown would be written on a line that extended beyond the circle. So Keter is at the top, crown is to the right of the circle. The translation of Chochmah is wisdom. And I want you to write the word wisdom to the right of the number 2, to the right of the second sephira. Don't put it inside the circle, but remember, just outside it, to the right. Chochmah means wisdom. Now, Bina means understanding. And I want you to write the word understanding to the left of the circle. Sephira number 4, Chesed, means mercy. Well, there are actually several meanings for that word, but that's one of them. That's one of the standard meanings, and I'm going to give you that now for simplicity's sake. Mercy. Write that word to the right of Sephira number 4. Make it nice and neat. Now, Gevura, the translation of Gevura that we're going to use here, the one that is used in Torah mostly, is severity. S-E-V-E-R-I-T-Y. Severity. And write that to the left of Sephira number 5. Then we have the translation of Teferet, which is beauty. Write the word beauty to the right of Sephira number 6. Sephira number 7 is Netzach, and Netzach is translated here as victory. Write the word victory to the right of Sephira number 7. Sephira number 8, which is called Hod, is translated as splendor. S-P-L-E-N-D-O-R. Write that word to the left of Sephira number 8. The ninth Sephira is Yesod, and Yesod is translated as foundation. Write the word foundation to the right of Sephira number 9. And finally, the 10th Sephira, Malkut, is translated here as kingdom. We're going to change that later on, but right now that's what we're going to use. It's the way that it is understood usually in Tarot. It's the normal translation of that word. Malkut, kingdom. Write kingdom to the right of Sephira number 10. Now you have the numbers and the Hebrew and the English names of the 10 positions on the Tree of Life, and that will not change. The only thing I can tell you about the English translations is that, as often happens with a foreign language that is very different in origin than the one we have, the translations are mutable. They do change slightly. There are places and where the words that are used to describe them are slightly different. This is the standard way in which the Sephirot are translated for uses in tarot. So if you see them differently somewhere else, don't be worried. These still hold up. Now, what I want to do at this point is I want you to look at the order, the numerical order, and you'll notice that they tend to zigzag. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is a kind of a zigzag. Just be aware of the order in which they are arranged. Be aware that the right side and the left side of the tree have a tendency to modify each other. They're almost opposites to each other, or they're very similar in interesting ways to each other. Be aware that there are relationships, very carefully drawn relationships, between the concepts on the right, the concepts on the left, and the concepts on the center. You don't know what they are yet. You will eventually. Be aware that these words are meant to be very, very large, echoing bells of words. What does wisdom mean? What is understanding? What is crown? Notice that crown is at the top of the tree and kingdom is at the bottom. There are all kinds of extremely interesting relationships here. I just want you to be aware of them. Now, what I want to do now is to do just a small review. Okay? I would like the names and numbers of the Sephirot, which are the root of everything we're going to learn in this course, I want you to know them really, really well. And you will before we're done. But I want you to know them as well as you can right now. So I'd like you to take about a minute, maybe two, until I tell you otherwise. I want you to review the Tree of Life and all of its names and numbers. I want you to memorize everything. I want you to remember where everything is so you could reproduce this diagram if you needed to. And I want you to pay particular attention to the Hebrew names. There's only one person here who speaks Hebrew. For the rest of you, this will be probably a little bit on the strange side. So I want you to remember as much as you can of this. So take 2 minutes to do that. Okay, what I want you to do now is I want you to take your Tree of Life diagram that we just filled in, and I want you to put it face down. I don't want you to look at it again for the duration of this little period, because we're going to do a review, and I want to see what you can do. I want you to take out a fresh Tree of Life diagram, a blank one. And we're going to fill it in again, and we're going to fill it in from memory, but I'm going to give it to you a little piece at a time, and I want you to write in precisely what I tell you to write in, and write in from memory where you think it should be. I'm going to give you the numbers first. I'm going to ask you to write the numbers in their proper positions as I say them. And when you've done each number, I'm going to go around the group and I'm going to check for accuracy, and then you'll correct any mistakes. That's how we're going to do that with the numbers. So, has everybody got their Tree of Life out? Does anybody not have an additional one? We need at least two of them here. Okay? Got one? Okay. What I want you all to do is I want you to write the number 7 in the correct position. Put the number 7 inside the circle in the correct sephira. Okay. I'm going to ask each of you in turn to give me the answers to these things. Lara, where did you put the number 7?
That would be on my left.
Okay, no, the answer is not on your left.
Oops.
So you may have to change this. This is why you need a second complete, you need two blank diagrams, two blank Tree of Life diagrams here at this point, because you're not going to be looking at your originals yet. So you put it on the left. Where on the left did you put it?
Before the bottom, I guess it'd be two spaces before the bottom.
Okay, that's not number 7. Okay, so you'll need to find out where that is.
Yes,
Gina, where did you put the number 7?
The number 7 is on the right. It is the one that's on the bottom.
The bottom circle on the right-hand column?
Right.
That is correct. That's where the number 7 is. How many of you, if any of you do not have that, do it now. That's where the number 7 goes. The number 7 is the last sephira on the right-hand column. So put that, if you don't have it correct, put it in on a fresh Tree of Life so that you will slowly fill in the correct ones. Now go back to the one that you started with. Remember, we have two of them here, so there's the practice one and there's the correct one. On the practice one, I want you to put in the number 3. Gail, where did you put the number 3?
The top left.
Top left is correct. If any of you have not got the number 3 in the top left, correct it on your correcting diagram. Good. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you for the number 9. Put the number 9 where it belongs. Remember, of course, you're on your honor here not to look at your original diagram. So it wouldn't do any good if you were reviewing while looking. Okay, Linda, where did you put the number 9?
The next to the bottom.
Where?
Not the bottom one, but
the next
the
to the bottom in which column?
In the middle.
In the center. Good for you. That's where the number 9 belongs. Again, if you have it correct, leave it alone. If you have made a mistake, put it on the correcting diagram. Okay. How about the number 6? Debbie, where would the number 6 go?
Okay, it's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be above the line that the 7 and 8 make.
Yeah, well, where is it in relation?
Below.
Where is it in relationship to the number 9?
It's above it.
Okay, it's directly above it. That's
right.
Correct. Tiferet is in the, number 6 is in the center, directly above the number 9. Good for you. Everybody make sure they have that correct. Okay. The number 2. Helena, where's the number 2?
First circle on the right.
First circle on the right. First Sephira on the right. Good for you. The top Sephira on the right-hand column. Excellent. Everybody make sure they have that correct. Then, where is the number 5? Adela, where's the number 5?
The number 5 is in the left column, and it's the second Sephira under the 3.
Okay, good for you. So the number 5 is the middle Sephira on the left-hand side. Good. And where is the number 1? Lara? Where's the number 1?
On the very top.
Good for you. Very top. Top of what?
The middle.
Top of the center column. Excellent.
Yes.
Good for you. Everybody make sure they have it. And the number 10. Gina?
Number 10 is the Sephira on the very bottom underneath 9.
Good for you. Number 10 is at the very bottom of the center column. And that leaves us, I believe, with 2 of them. There's the number 8. And the number 4. I think those are the 2 that we're not done yet. So do those 2 now. Where is 8 and where is 4? Gail?
8 is the bottom Sephira on the left.
Good. And 4?
Is the middle Sephira on the right.
Excellent. We filled it in. Now you have a pretty good idea of where the numbers are, and that is an excellent thing. It's really necessary to know. You should be aware that the number 1 is all the aces. The number 2 is all the 2s. The number 10 is all the 10s in the minor arcana of tarot. You can now locate the numbers of the minor arcana on the tree. That's where they belong. Now we're going to do a little bit harder work. I want you to put in now the English names of the Sephirot as I tell them to you in exactly the same way that we did before. If the word is supposed to be attached to a Sephira on the right-hand column, write it directly to the right of the Sephira. If it's on the left-hand column, write it to the left of the Sephira. If it's in the middle column, again, write it to the right of the Sephira. Okay? And I'm going to give you the names, and you write them where you think they belong. Start with kingdom. Linda, where is kingdom?
Number 10, bottom Sephira.
Good. All you need to do now is refer to the number. You don't have to tell me their location.
Okay.
That's good, because we've all done the locations now. We're pretty clear on it. Okay. How about understanding?
Bina.
Good. Who is that?
That's Lara.
Ah, oh, good. Lara, excellent.
Bina
it is, number 3.
Right, Bina.
Okay. How about Yesod? Gail?
I can't remember that.
Okay. Linda?
Let me see. I think it's number 9.
You got it. You saw it as number 9. Absolutely. Good for you. And actually, what I was doing here, I gave you a Hebrew name, and I was supposed to give you an English one. I didn't even realize that I had done that.
Yeah, like, which one are we doing?
Which one are we doing? You got it. So but you figured it out. So what's the English name for Yesod? Does anybody remember?
Foundation.
Foundation. There you go. So put foundation in its proper place. Now you know Yesod is number 9, so you can leave that where it is. You can put the word Yesod above the circle on number 9. Okay, that's the only Hebrew one we're going to do for the moment. I'm supposed to be keeping this to English. Okay, splendor. Debbie, where is splendor?
I don't know.
Okay. Adela, where is splendor?
8. 8,
absolutely. Good for you. Splendor is number 8. So write splendor to the left of Sephira number 8. Severity. Lara?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay. Gina?
Number 5.
Good for you. Severity is number 5. Now, how about wisdom? Debbie, where is wisdom?
It's either 3 or 2. I can't remember.
Well, let me see. Adela, where is wisdom? We know, you remember we already put understanding next to 3, so it's got to be 2.
It's got to be 2.
Okay, so it's wisdom is number 2. Then we have crown.
I know what that one is.
What is it?
Tough one.
Good. Crown is number 1. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Then we have, let me see, how about victory? Lara, where's victory? That's okay. Don't be sorry. You'll learn. Gina?
Number 7.
Good for you. Number 7. Where is mercy? Gail?
Number 4.
Good. So we have 2, 3, 4. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Did we do severity? I believe we did.
We did.
Number 5. Okay, so that leaves us with beauty. Okay. Linda, where's beauty?
Number 6.
Good. I believe we have them all. Those are the English names, and you now know where they are. If you're listening to this and you have some uncertainty and you're not able to do it perfectly, don't worry. After this class is finished, I just want you to take some time to go over this and make sure that you can do this on your own. You can do this as homework. Okay. Now I'm going to give you the last part of this, which is the Hebrew name. The Hebrew names are harder because they're unfamiliar. But now that you have the number and the English word, you should be able to come up with the Hebrew words without too much difficulty. And again, if you can't, just study it and it will come to you easily enough. So let's begin with Malkut. Lara, do you remember?
I believe that's kingdom.
That's right. Malkut is number 10. Kingdom. Excellent.
Okay.
Let's do Gevura. Gina?
5.
Good for you. Gevura is number 5. Severity. Excellent. It's sort of like a quiz game or something. It's really kind of funny. How about Chesed? Gail?
No. I'm not sure.
Okay. How about, let me see, Linda?
I think it's number 2.
Nope.
Or
it
4.
Isn't. Or 4. Which is it? It's not 2, but it is 4.
Okay.
Chesed is number 4. It means mercy. Good for you. Okay. Then we go to Bina. Debbie, do you remember Bina?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay, let me see.
I know.
That's okay. Helena?
Bina number 3.
Bina is number 3. Excellent. Okay, then we go to Chochma. Okay, let me see. Adela, where is Chochma? Good, excellent. Number 2. Then let me see. How about Yesod? We did Yesod already, but I'll ask you anyway. Lara, where's Yesod?
I I don't remember. I'm sorry. Is that that number? It's in the upper, but I'm not sure which.
Gina?
Yesod is 9.
Yesod is number 9 at the bottom of the tree in the center. Okay. Then we have Tiferet. Gail?
Now I'm going to have to study these.
Okay. You'll get it. You get it. You're actually way ahead. You're way further than you think. Linda, where's Tiferet?
Number 6.
Number 6. Tiferet is number 6. Excellent. Let me see. What have we not done here? Did we do Keter?
No.
Where is Keter?
Number 1.
Number 1. Keter is number 1, and that only leaves us with 1 left, which is Hod.
Actually, we didn't do 7 and 8.
Oh, we didn't? Well, where's Hod?
No.
8.
Hod is number 8. Excellent. And that leaves us with Netzach, which is number 7. Since it's the last one, it can't be anything else. Good. So we have actually done what we needed to do here. I gave you now a way of finding your way around the Tree of Life. And it's actually interesting that most people who say they've heard about the Tree of Life, or they have some little bit of knowledge, they have heard some of these names, they've heard some of these phrases, they have some vague idea of what the tree looks like and where things are on it. You guys are now well beyond what 90% of the tarot world knows about Kabbalah. Which is very funny, because this, of course, is the very first baby step. But you have taken that step. And now what you're going to need to do is to take this one diagram and memorize it. This is one of those things that you'll get used to, because as we go further and further in, we're going to be referring to these names and locations over and over and over again. And you'll find that it's really not difficult at all. This is sort of like if you were a 5-year-old in kindergarten and your teacher tried to make you remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can you count to 10? How many of you could count to 10? Come on, children, raise your hands. How many can count to 10? And probably about 2 or 3 students in a class of 30 would be able to do that in their first try. But by the time the class has been going on for a little while, everybody can count to 10, and you guys will do the same thing. So I just want you to know that this is the beginning of a real adventure. These numbers are the numbers of the minor arcana. Keter is the ace, the 2 is the 2, the 10 is the 10. The names of the numbers, wisdom, crown, mercy, severity, all these things and what they imply are part of the meaning and the symbolism of the cards. They are also the source of the image in each card. The source of the images in the esoteric decks, especially like Wade and Crowley, you know, the Toth deck that somebody was mentioning, and the BOTA and the Golden Dawn decks, and many decks besides, the pictures and the cards are supposed to be, to some extent, in one way or another, based on these words, these ideas. When you pick up a 2, any 2, be aware that it contains the kernel of wisdom. The essence of wisdom is contained in the 2.
Even the 2 and the major arcana?
No.
No?
In the minors. We're talking about the minors now.
Okay.
Majors are a whole different story.
When you they pick up, do have something to do with the Tree of Life, right?
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay.
You'll see where the majors come in a while.
Okay.
That'll come later.
We're just doing the minors.
Just the minors now.
Okay.
So when you look at the number 6, and you realize that it's at the very heart of the tree, you know where it's located. It's at the center. And it's called beauty. And when you look at the 6s, you'll realize that all the 6s contain that concept. Remember that every one of these cards, every one of these circles, every one of these sephirot, every one of these is a depth. It's bottomless. You'll never, ever get to the bottom of any of these. The names are locations. The names are placeholders. The names are the ring through which you can jump. The names are the edge of the well that has no bottom. And I want you to go away with a very, very strong sense of how powerful the minor arcana are. We are going to come back next week, and we're going to do more. We're going to add a great deal more information and a great deal more in the way of diagrams and power to what we started to do here. So between now and then, study and remember if you can. Before we go, does anybody have any last question or comment? Anything at all that comes to mind?
This is the first time I actually memorized, even reading a lot about Kabbalah, I just realized that, yeah, I actually
you know, put it to memory, commit it to memory, these things, so. Wasn't so bad. It was pain-free.
I'm delighted to hear it.
Well, you know, all this, Debbie, a lot of the course now is making sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Ta-da!
Uh-huh.
That's what will happen. The correspondence course will begin to make sense, and a lot
goodness.
Of tarot will. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope the rest of you found it relatively painless.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Good. And you'll see that we're going to get in. This is the basis for some very complicated stuff, but we are going to do each part of it with the same ease and the same completeness and the same taste and feel that we've done this, and you'll be able to go away with it in your head, hopefully, in due course. So we're just about to go now. I want to say thank you for attention and for being here and for taking part, and we'll see you all next week. So good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.